We're talking about interesting things that have happened as well. That, you know, hurricanes are a major problem in world geography, world geology, that kind of stuff. And there's a really interesting piece of research which has been done by a couple of guys, and they're based at the NASA Goddard Flight Laboratory, Flight Space Center. And what they were doing was wondering whether ocean temperatures can be manipulated by dust that's blown off of the Sahara Desert. Because if you look at the Sahara Desert, it's a massive source of dust that gets blown off of the desert, 200 million tons on average, every single year, into
the
atmosphere.
That's as much dust as under my bed.
Nearly as much. I've seen your bedroom. Terrible. But this dust takes to the air, and the researchers wondered whether it could act as a sort of shield reflecting sunlight that can warm the ocean and drive hurricanes back into space. Because where hurricanes are spawned, it's in the Caribbean Sea and in the Western Atlantic near the Caribbean. When you have sustained high ocean temperatures of something like 80 degrees for a period of time, the warm ocean water warms up the air above the ocean, and this causes rising air currents which slowly gather speed and pull in air, cold air, to replace the rising warm air. And because the Earth's spinning, the air that comes in to replace the warm air is also spinning, and this starts the vortex of a cyclone. And so what they wondered was, if you cool down the ocean with this dust cloud, does this translate into fewer hurricanes? So they did some simple studies. They looked at sea temperatures in 2005. They looked at the size using satellite images of this dust cloud that was up there using the satellites to look down, and they found that in 2006 there was a bigger than average dust cloud, lower than average sea temperatures, and therefore fewer hurricanes. And in 2006, no hurricanes actually made landfall. None of them reached the land. So it does look like a reasonable way of predicting the intensity in late summer of the forthcoming hurricane season, to the extent that a number of climate modellers and longer range weather forecasters, including a group at Colorado State University, are going to start embracing these measures and putting them into their prediction models.
Hey, it does make you wonder if you could prevent hurricanes by going and like chucking a load of dust over the sea. That might...
Well, you'd have to put it up into the atmosphere at a level where it could reflect it back into space, and also obviously not compromise human health. We don't have a choice over whether the dust comes off the Sahara. It's going to happen anyway. We can't possibly control for that 200 million tonnes of Saharan sand. But if you started ejecting stuff into the atmosphere, that could be a problem environmentally, couldn't it?
Yeah, I can imagine, like the problems with trying to seed clouds and things like that.